As we celebrate Easter Sunday this morning, I want to ask the most important question that we're ever going to face in this life. And that question is, who is Jesus Christ? And the reason that's so important is because he claimed not just to be the Jewish Messiah, but he claimed to be divine. He claimed to be the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who opened the Red Sea for the Israelites to go through. He said to the Jewish people, before Abraham was, I am. And so the question is he God or is he not? Who is Jesus Christ? And the answer to that question is the most important answer we'll ever give. And especially on Easter Sunday, the resurrection sheds important light on this question. When Jesus was crucified and he died, many of his disciples despaired. They thought that he was going to be the Messiah, the Savior of Israel, but when they saw him crucified, they thought it was all over. They thought that it was finished, that he had died and that was the end of the story. And it was only after they saw the empty tomb that they began to realize what happened. As we hear in the gospel today, the beloved disciple entered into the tomb and he saw and he believed. He suddenly understood what was going on. And this would be confirmed by Jesus' post-resurrection appearances over the next 40 days. Now, I was fortunate not long before COVID hit to be able to go to the Holy Land. And so we celebrated Mass on Calvary, the very spot where Christ was crucified. And then I had the privilege of being able to stand in the tomb. And the tomb was empty. There was no body there. And it was so powerful to just be in that place and to recognize the significance of the empty tomb. Well, why is the empty tomb so significant? It's so significant because it's not natural for the dead to come back to life. It doesn't happen that way. When people die, they don't come back. But with Jesus Christ, it was different. And so his resurrection was proof that there was supernatural power at work. Something happened that has no natural explanation and can only be explained through the supernatural. And so the disciples, when they recognized the significance of the empty tomb and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you know, that's what Peter focused his preaching on that we hear in the first reading, you know, in the Acts of the Apostles. They realized that the resurrection confirmed Jesus' identity as being divine and as being the Son of God. If Jesus Christ rose from the dead, there's no natural explanation for that. And so they recognized that it confirmed his identity, and because it confirmed who he was, it also confirmed everything that he taught. If Jesus Christ rose from the dead, then he is who he says he is, and his teachings are true. And as Peter said, that means that he is going to be the judge of the living and the dead. That means that when we leave this world, the one that we're going to look upon is Jesus Christ for our judgment. Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead for his own sake. He did so for our sake, to give us an unmistakable sign, in a pillar of light, in a beacon of hope, so that it would reveal to us in a powerful way and cast away all of our doubts about the true identity of who Jesus Christ is. And so if Jesus Christ is in fact divine and he is who he says he is, that has profound implications on our lives, the way that we live our lives. It means that every teaching of Jesus Christ is true. Every promise that he made is going to be fulfilled. It means, as St. Paul says in the second reading, that we seek the things that are above, not the things of this earth. And so for us as Christians, it means that we don't follow every new ideology or fad that's popular in society, like reeds blowing in the wind. We're rooted in Jesus Christ. We know the truth. We know the path to salvation. And that's the path that we follow. And so we don't follow materialism, you know, the belief that we can find fulfillment in our possessions. You know, we don't follow the lust that's so prevalent in our society that seeks happiness and physical pleasure. You know, we don't follow socialist ideology that the government can take away all evil in this world and solve every problem that exists. Because we know that salvation doesn't come that way. We know who brings salvation. You know, we don't seek fulfillment in New Age spiritualities. We follow Jesus Christ. We know that he is risen from the dead. He is our Savior. His promises will be fulfilled. And so we trust in him. And so if Jesus Christ is God, and if he created us and he created the world around us, if we truly want to live in peace with the world around us, if we want to live in peace with our fellow man, and if we want to live in peace with God, then that means we need to follow the order of creation from our Creator, Jesus Christ. And so that means that we need to follow his laws. And if we break those laws, that's going to create disorder in our relationships with each other, with God, and with creation. And so the implications of this, or it means that we have an obligation to follow the entirety of the moral law. Because Jesus Christ is the creator of all things. He created the universe with order. And if we want to be a part of that order, we must follow the moral law. Whether it's keeping the Lord's Day holy, whether it's respect for the sanctity of all human life, whether it's respect for the institution of marriage, all of the moral laws flow from the order that the Creator has instituted in creation. And so we shouldn't be surprised that as our culture moves away from Christ and away from religion, that disorder is becoming more and more prevalent. And so the solution to that, the answer to this, to the disorder that's around us, is to seek the truth. And the one question that we need to ask ourselves is Jesus Christ divine? Who is Jesus Christ? If he is who he truly says he is, as the resurrection gives us a pretty clear indication as to who Jesus Christ is, if we follow his laws, then we'll find the order in the harmony between God and ourselves and with the world that we seek. And so, as Peter says in the first reading, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. It confirms his identity. He is the one who is appointed the judge of the living and the dead. And so for us, what that means is we must live in absolute fidelity to Jesus Christ and in his church, being absolutely obedient and faithful to his commands. And when we do that, and when we repent of our sins, when we do sin and seek the Lord's mercy, we will immerse ourselves in divine life and allow the risen life of Christ to penetrate within us and to flow through the world. And we will follow the plan of salvation that Jesus Christ has given us. And so we seek, recognizing who Jesus Christ is, to live lives rooted in him, knowing that if we follow that path, we will live in his peace and share in his glory, both in this life and in the eternal life to come.